BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. More bangers. A listener comes to us with a song that he cannot get out of his head. And innuendo bingo with the UK's Eurovision entry this year. It's Joe and Jake.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Is BBC Radio 1.
Okay, good. One of my shoes just fell off. Before that, Kiko Bunn, Sticky Situation. Thud. So here we are, back in the afternoon. Katie says, welcome back to 1 till 4. Loads of really nice messages. Jordan on Twitter says, normality has returned. Mills back on at 1 p.m. 1 a.m.? Not yet. And Elena says, Kiko Bunn. Instantly just think of you singing it in the shower now, Chris.
Standard.
That's not a weird thing to say because it did actually happen where we did send you to the BBC showers this week and you did sing it, last week on The Breakfast Show. So it's all back to normal. Everyone in their rightful place. Matt Edmondson, though, has been doing an excellent job for the last couple of weeks. That balloon thing was craziness.
I ended up watching that. Like the last hour of it, I would say. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to dip into this. I'm going to watch it for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you found... Oh, well, I just found I couldn't leave it at that point.
It was really addictive. It's a bit like when they used to... It's like who here? When they used to show Big Brother. Do you remember? Like on E4 at a certain time.
Yeah.
It'd just be people like chatting, most of which you couldn't hear because it was replaced by birdsong. Or just people in the swimming pool just like doing lengths. I watched that for hours back in the day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So much good stuff to look forward to, which means summer's coming. And today, I got that first twinge. Do you know what I mean? The feeling that you get, or I get anyway, when it's summer or it's about to be. I've got that feeling today. The music just sounds better on the radio.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a bit of sun out in places.
Shorts are on.
No, they're not yet. But like, I mean, I've just looked at Edinburgh, a whopping 15 degrees for you later this week. And some parts of the UK, 22 or 23 degrees. I mean, let's get out there, everybody. Let's get out there and enjoy it. Because it won't be long before it goes rubbish again. Is it Ladies' Day? That's the question I'm asking.
I don't think so yet.
Really, though? Because it's going to get... It's going to be warm all week.
No, there's a sniff of summer, right?
But not...
I don't think we're at the beginning of it just yet.
Really?
Well, maybe this week.
Let us know, everybody, can you? I mean, have you shaved yet in time for the summer? I've already done it.
Have you?
Well, you know me. I'm a wolf of winter, but in summer, smooth as nutter. So yeah. I've done that already.
Good.
Let us know, because I do like to celebrate Ladies' Day every year. If it's been unkempt for a while and today's the day to get it all off, let me know about it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Football's gone a bit weird at the moment, hasn't it?
It's gone really weird, in a very good way, obviously, with the Leicester result last night.
Really well, pleased for Leicester.
You know what I mean, Leicester winning the Premier League.
Yeah.
You got it slightly wrong at the weekend when you text me trying to join in football talk.
Yeah. I didn't quite know what I was talking about. Okay, maybe I just copied it off someone else's Twitter.
But you understand it now. I think you misunderstood what's going on in the Premier League.
Yeah, well, that's easy for me to do.
You basically thought of it how Leicester would have been seen at the beginning of the season, which was that it would be a bit odd to lose to Leicester.
Yeah, I got the joke wrong.
Or to draw against Leicester.
Well, I got the observation wrong.
Yeah. But you understand
it
now,
don't you? I get it now, yeah.
And then just when you think football can't get much more weird... Up pops a picture of you and Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, that happened last night.
Well,
me and the Roons.
Why?
I was at the Manchester United Player of the Year Awards at Old Trafford.
Right.
Once again, you're asking why?
DJing, I assume.
I was DJing the after party, yes. Took my dad along, Pete Mills.
And Wayne Loving Rooney, life. Wayne Rooney came up to you and wanted a selfie?
No.
One of those situations.
What happened was, and I haven't put this online yet, I was sat really near Wayne Rooney at the tables during the awards. So I didn't send you this, actually. This is before I was braver. I just took a picture of his head. So his lovely hair he's got as well. So there we are. Isn't it? Yeah. It's like new hair.
Okay, so you've been taking pictures of the back of his head.
So that's him. That's how, I just wanted to show you, like, to scale how close he was to me.
How mad is this, though? And then, honestly, last night I was like, football has just gone strange.
But then later on in the evening, after I finished DJing, I was like, I can't not get a picture for Chris with Rain Rooney. You'd love that, right?
Totally.
Or are you a bit jealous?
I'm not jealous. I'm weirded out. It's a bit like maybe seeing the same sort of reaction if you saw a picture of your ex with an old friend or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not that that's the same situation, but it stirs the same sort of...
The same vibe.
What's going on there? I don't feel comfortable with it.
Okay. What a nice man, though. Did have to wait in line before having the picture taken.
Of course, he did.
No, I had to.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to kind of like tap on the shoulder of security guard. Which is ridiculous, because it is Wayne Rooney. Not like a proper famous, is it?
No, it's,
you know what I mean?
It's not, no.
Couldn't believe that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
They're going to do it for us at Eurovision this year, yeah? It's Joe and Jake, hiya.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Really good, thanks. How's
good,
it going, lads?
Really good,
yeah,
really
good.
Good.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I know you're busy. Have you just been having some photos done or something?
We've been doing all sorts, really. We're rehearsing, pictures, we've been working out. It's been a bit mad, hasn't it?
Yeah, I saw you at the London Eurovision party and you were telling me that you just had your first boot camp workout.
Barry's, man.
Barry's. And I know that you've been having grueling workouts since. And I like what you do is you save pictures of you two looking absolutely exhausted on your phones and then just show people.
Usually it's to show the manager.
Oh, is it? What, just to prove you went?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Look, we did go.
But I wasn't aware you had to work out for Eurovision.
It's more for just for our health and like fitness and stuff and to look better.
I think they want us to become like machines, don't they? They want us to be ripped.
Better machines. Better machines.
Of course. Yeah.
What? So they want you? Yeah. Well, they want you ripped in a week, basically.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle,
doable, right?
You could do that.
But is that because shirts are coming off
on the performance?
Do you know what I mean? Because that's what
You've
I would
created
do.
Rumours.
If that's what I was doing, I would be working out as much as you guys. There we go.
Well, oh, it's good.
No comment. I think this is a spoiler.
Whip the tops off after the first minute.
Yeah.
Europe votes.
A coordinated
before we start.
Move.
Before you start.
Walk Why not? On stage like that.
How are you feeling stress-wise about performing in front of a worldwide audience, 200 million people?
Yeah, it's pretty daunting, but at the same time, you know, we're working massively hard towards this. So we're ready, we're prepared. It's just going out there and doing it now.
Do you feel ready now?
Feel ready,
yeah,
feel pumped.
We've been doing a lot of rehearsing, haven't we? I think we can sing the song in our sleep now, so fingers crossed.
He does.
Yeah, I actually do, yeah, apparently so. But
okay, so when are you going to actual Stockholm?
Thursday.
On Thursday.
Oh, well, we'll see you there on Friday.
Oi, lads, you're aware of how many people watch Eurovision?
We are.
About 200 mil?
Yeah, 200.
200 mil.
Ish.
Does that not play on your mind?
Yeah, a lot. Every day.
I mean, you can't see those people. You can just see the people in the arena and you know
about
that it's 20,000 kind of on telly. Yeah, I mean, there's only 20,000 in the arena.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, surely that's not scary. It's all going to be fine. You hear me?
It's going to be amazing.
Okay. I'm excited.
Right, so we're going to play the song, which is our UK Eurovision entry for this year. Joe and Jake, you're not alone. And then we're going to get down to the serious business of innuendo bingo.
Let's do it.
I know that you know about the game, you love the game, and have done for a long time.
Fans.
So that they know exactly what to do, Chris. Mm. They're not like, you know, like some of the newbies were getting, and they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. How do you spray water out of your mouth? This is not the case with Joe and Jake. They know exactly.
They've been working hard rehearsing. Surely this has been...
This is why they've been working out.
This has been why.
We've been working hard watching the videos. That's what we've been doing.
That's right.
Yeah, of course.
There are some good ones, though. You can go for hours on YouTube just watching them, can't you?
They're hilarious. They're great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is the Eurovision entry for the UK for this year. And that is Joe and Jake. You are not alone. Joe is 21. Jake is 20. They first met as fellow competitors on The Voice. Now they love Eurovision, chicken and football together. So that's just what I got from my notes there.
It's true.
And they're about to go back to rehearsals for their big, well, like the biggest time of their lives. The biggest performance so far. This is from Shelley. Our Eurovision entry sounds really good this year.
Yes. Thanks.
Thank
there
you.
There we are.
Happy with that.
Nick says, this is really good. It sounds like a new song by One Direction. That's quite good, isn't it?
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
James
in Huddersfield. This is our best Eurovision entry 4 years.
For four years.
And someone that's never heard it before, who is at college at the moment, this is Laura. If this is Joe and Jake's song, then we've got a really good song for Eurovision. I'm excited.
This is positive. We are happy with this.
Thank you, Laura.
It's a good song. It's a good pop song.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are going to play Inuit Bingo with Joe and Jake right now. If you want to watch it, it's on the Radio 1 website. It's so long since we've done this afternoon show. I'm feeling it kind of a bit weird. But you know what to do. The water will be cold. Don't swear. Don't use the bin. Use Chris's face. Two against one today on Inuit Bingo with Joe and Jake off of Eurovision. Let's go.
Let's do this.
You ready?
Yeah.
Remember, the first bit of water is always the...
Yeah, lad.
Deepest.
Let's go.
The deepest. Okay. So, let's go back.
Right then.
You can put more in than that. Fill your cheeks. Go for it.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah.
I'm concerned about your hair. I think you're going to look really different after this.
Are you just taking sips and just...
No.
Oh. You're really good at this.
Oh, wait and see. It gets messy. Let's cast our mind back to a year ago and last year's Eurovision Song Contest with our UK hopefuls Electro Velvet. Now, I hope the disappointing result hasn't put Alex off his hobby since a year ago. Now, Joe and Jake, that's really bad.
Sorry, I can't. I can't. I just can't.
I know. Just try and get through it. Come on. We're in this together, as the song goes.
Was that our entry last year?
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Move on and just listen to what he says.
Billy wham wham wham.
Stop it!
Is that all made up on the spot?
Yeah, I just went for it and did it. Actually, the scat thing is something I've always been into.
Alex Lark there.
I'm coughing. I'm going
to
die.
He's always enjoyed singing in the scats style, and he brought it to last year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, you let him to
Jake's throwing his phone to the side now because he's already soaking.
Yeah, definitely don't have your phone with you when you play a Nita Bingo.
Actually, the scat thing is something I've always been into.
Okay, whatever you say. Okay, water, please. Oh. I've forgotten about that one. This is a silly game. Water, got it? Okay, mm-hmm. Next we're going to Motors TV, and it's a show called Bike World. Now, out of all the people who feature on this show, Susie, I would say, is definitely the most adventurous.
As I said before, I'm not a particularly gifted off-road rider, which is why we leave that stuff up to Susie, because she loves it up the dirt track.
Susie is a big fan of taking the bikes off the road, which is good on a show like that.
Go on, Susie.
Do you know this hurts a lot more because we've been going to Barry's and our abs are already hurting.
Oh, is it hurting your abs?
It is.
Same.
Pops our problems.
Oh, God.
Water, please. Are you enjoying this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now we're going to Channel 4. And it's Phil Spencer, Secret Agent. You know, one of Phil's many programmes that he does about houses and that. Now, the thing is with Phil, he does give you a much more extensive service than your average high street estate agent.
So with Zoe and her mum signed up, it's Action Stations, if it's to be ready for open day in 12 days' time. And I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance and giving it the once-over.
Oh my god!
Yes.
How do people get away with
this? Oh, this is
good
hilarious!
Game, isn't it? It's a good game.
This is amazing.
It's not rude, Joe. It's just in your head.
I know.
Phil Spencer there, off of Secret Agency.
And I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance and giving it the once-over.
Phil, to give him his dues, Phil is always conscious of making sure people's houses look in tip-top condition, which he was doing there. Water, please. Joe and Jake, in your bingo. Now we're going over to Jeremy Vine on BBC Radio 2. You might need to reload a few times for this because there's a few different points where you might go. Jeremy often has people in the studio to show him how to do things. I don't really know what he's being taught here, but the expert who's talking has one golden rule, which I think we can all learn from.
It doesn't come to a sharp point, but it could certainly take an eye out quite easily, so you have to be very careful here.
Absolutely.
And particularly with the thrusting action, obviously you commit, don't you? The body goes behind it, so you've got to make sure that the thrustee is in the right place, they move out of the way.
All the time. You've got to be really disciplined in every single shot that you do. You can't just suddenly go, right, I'm going to aim for your chest, and you suddenly aim for the face.
I'm just drooling all over myself.
It's mad.
Oh, Jeremy. Oh. Jeremy Vine was there being taught the art of sword fighting, of course.
It's a
difficult decision to make.
You can't just suddenly go, right, I'm going to aim for your chest, and you suddenly aim for the face.
And next.
Oh, my God.
Come on, lads, let's fill the waters up. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. We need more sprays, less drooling. Over on Radio 4, this presenter has been welcomed into Stefano's cellar. Now, we all know it's rude not to accept a drink.
Sorry.
I know what's coming. Do you, Chris? We all know it's rude not to accept a drink from the host when you go to their house. But Joe... Jake, would you drink this?
Down in the cool depths of his cellar, Stefano poured me some of his natural wine. There it goes, a rich, dark glass being presented to me. That'll work. Work for me. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Natural wine.
Natural wine.
Natural wine.
In the cellar. Water, please. A lot of people are watching this today. Tom in Gosport. Someone's having a break from revising for their last exam ever while watching Inuyasha Bingo. Okay, here we go. Next, we're going to Hairy Bikers on BBC Two. I've got to ask, Joe and Jake, you're a double act. Ever tried this together in the kitchen? The Hairy Bikers do suggest it.
Dave?
Yeah?
Why is smaller better than bigger?
Because I like to be able to take a whole ball and put it in my mouth in a wonner. A big ball, it gets stuck. But they're just about perfect. When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
Sounds like an average night to me, Jake.
That's right. Making some delicious meatballs there on BBC Two.
When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
Water, please. Now we're going to The Chase on ITV. Got your water there? All good? Mm-hmm. It is amazing what things come into Bradley Walsh's head when he's reading out those multiple-choice questions.
The spring wildflower garlic mustard has what alternative name? A. Jack by the hedge. B. Tom by the tree. C. Dick by the bush.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Did that happen?
Yeah.
You.
We never did find out the correct answer.
C, Dick by the bush.
And one more, lads. What a refreshing break this has been from your rehearsals this afternoon. I bet you feel well awake now.
I feel hydrated, put it that way.
Hydrated, yeah.
Yeah, pass me another one, Jake.
Hey, all mate.
Cheers, son.
Cheers, son.
It's gonna be a good one, this.
Here we go.
Finally, it's match of the day on BBC One. Joe, Jake, you will have up to 200 million people watching you on the Eurovision final in Stockholm. How would one cope if this happened on stage?
He's got too much for Oviedo there, and he's so confident. And when you're a fullback in that position, it's an absolute nightmare. And he's comfortable there with the ball at his feet and a man up his backside.
And that was...
It's comfortable. It's comfortable.
That was comfortable there. That was today's Inuyasha Bingo with Joe and Jake. Can we wish them the best for Stockholm? Don't forget, Eurovision semi-finals are on BBC 4 next week with me and Mel off of Bake Off. And then next Saturday with Graham Norton. Not this Saturday, next Saturday, the Eurovision Grand Final. Good luck, boys, for Sweden.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe and Jake.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was on the way to Manchester, quite a long journey. Yesterday, off to the Man United Player of the Year Awards. Did I mention that I'd been to that? And at the time, Chris, you were texting me about a an experience at the carvery that you were having.
Oh, yeah. So I went for a family dinner. So my mum, my dad, my sister, and it was at a place that rhymes with the Warvester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the one I mean?
I do, yeah. With the, you can go to the old cart of salad there quite a lot, can't
you? Yeah, exactly, right? So it was one in Croxley.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the where we'd go for our old school family parties.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be back.
Really good to be back. But I haven't had a sort of family meal out for quite a while.
Like a sit-down meal?
Yeah. And it was a lovely idea. But just when we sat down, I thought to myself, oh, no, I hope things have changed. Because I basically, there's something my mum does especially, which really stresses me out.
Right, okay. When you were explaining it to me on text yesterday, I have exactly the same. And it's always with family members.
Do
go.
You?
Yeah, go.
So what it is, right? So waiter or waitress comes over. They say, are you ready to order? So let's say it's a few drinks. Waiter or waitress gets told, yep, we're ready now. Or like, you know, give it 2 minutes. But either way, when you say you're ready, from that point onwards, really, you should be shouting out the drinks.
Yeah, you should be giving your order because you've said that you're ready.
Yeah. But what my mum does is she says she's ready and then genuinely will sit there whilst the waiter or waitress is stood there and at that point have the debate about what she's going to drink or what she's going to eat.
Sometimes my family members won't even open the menu until they're there. So it's like, well, how do you know what you want?
I don't know why, but it stresses me out so much. So much to the point where I'm like, mum, you've got to say a drink. Just say a drink. Say a drink or it's like deal or no deal.
Yeah.
Say something or no deal and we'll deal with this again in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But it sort of makes me rage a little bit.
It's like, oh, you should have taken this to Greg's show. It's like they feel that they're paying for the waiter or waitress to be there and they can wait as long as they want for that drink order because I'm paying you to be here.
And I feel so sorry for... In this instance, it was a waitress. I felt so sorry for her. Just stood there.
Yeah.
Because I know what she's thinking.
Yeah, they want to scream out loud.
Yeah.
But it's a kind of a standoff situation, which I don't like.
And then it's the whole debate. Shall we have a glass or shall we have a bottle? It's like, no. Decide all this before.
Otherwise, she won't come back.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC.
Radio 1.
You should be thinking about it before they even come over. Am I right, Chris?
It's just stress from your family when you have these kind of situations.
Also, every single person that works in a service industry like that, including waiters and waitresses, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about because it happens to you every day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've started something here. Seb in Oxford says, yes, I'm a waiter. You'd be really surprised how common that is. That whole, don't know what to drink. Especially, this is another good one. Oh, come to me last.
Oh, always.
Come to me last when it's a group and then they haven't decided. When you finally get to them, have they decided? No. No, they haven't. Oh, make sure you come to me last. And don't even start, Seb, on the should we have a coffee following the meal? Also, I mean, there's a lot of people just biting their tongues every single day because they are always really nice about it, the waiters and waitresses, aren't they?
Oh, always so pleasant, but I know inside that they hate my family. Do you know what I mean? And as I feel like I'm representing my family there, that's the worst thing of all, is I know my family are upsetting people.
Yeah.
Check out this one, Ali in London. Chris, the worst thing ever for waiters, standing there with a scorching hot plate literally burning your hands off. Asking whose is it whilst everyone on the table just carries on chatting.
No one's listening to you. It's burning through your hands.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Incredible scenes in Leicester right now. All the players are having a pizza.
Are they?
And there's loads of people just crowded around them, like trying to get pictures.
I heard that Ranieri buys them pizzas when they... I think it's when they keep a clean sheet.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you know what that means? I struggle to work out what images are coming up in your head.
Does that mean when they win a lot?
No. Well, you're not mad wrong. It's basically when they don't let in any goals.
At all.
You know, clean sheets.
And he gets a pizza.
Then he'll buy the pizzas in, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we should have incentives like that here at Radio 1 if anyone's listening.
But we don't get paid £280 million a week. Or do they not? Because they're Leicester.
Our sheets are not dirty.
I don't have a dirty sheet, I don't think. What would be the equivalent of letting goals in?
Okay, well, if we're trying to keep a clean sheet here at Radio 1, let me try and work out how we can turn this into a target here. I guess it's playing a certain amount of songs per hour.
Yes, it is.
They'd like that here.
That's it, yeah. But still being thoroughly entertaining.
But yeah, that's the thing, is being entertaining enough. But a lot of your boss came in and basically said, I'm not going to give you a pizza today because I didn't think you were that funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's something to think about, isn't it? But you're saying we need some more incentives around here. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I don't know what a clean sheet would be, but I think if anyone's listening in the sort of management part of Radio 1, pizzas as incentives would be awesome.
Yeah. We'll do anything for food.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Kieran.
Yes, how are you doing, Scott?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Brighton.
Oh, that's nice for you. It's lush Brighton, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm pretty sure you've been down there a few times.
Yes, I have. Don't know what that means.
have you headed there just because it's a bit sunny?
No. I live here and I work here.
Oh, very nice, very nice. What do you do?
I work for BT. I climb up and down the poles.
What poles?
The telegraph poles.
Do you?
Yeah, not that, them sort of poles.
Is that just for fun or do you...
Hot job.
I don't really enjoy it too much.
Do you not?
The summer's not too bad.
Are you fixing things there?
No, I'm not at the moment, no.
But that's what you do, right?
Yeah, install the telephone lines.
Right.
You're not scared of heights, are you?
No, but some people are when they go on the course. It's quite funny watching them up and down that.
What, and you just stand there and laugh, do you?
Yeah, pretty much.
How did you get into that? Was that just climbing trees as a youngster and just got a taste for it?
You must have been a good climber.
Yeah, pretty much. They caught me up once, so I got a job straight away.
Nice.
Well, that's not true, is it, Kieran?
No, it's not.
Okay, so on bangers, who do you normally side with?
I'm not going to lie, it's normally Scott, but
really?
I'm willing to give Chris a chance, as me and Chris have got a lot in common, i.e. the football.
You support Watford?
I don't, but I support Liverpool.
Okay, so you just like football.
The like all football is what bonds me and you, is
all you've got
it?
In common between you.
That is it.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I like it that you're willing to give Chris a chance. I really like the way you phrase
cheers
that.
Cheers for that, mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there really much point me offering up a suggestion today on bangers?
Should we just play mine?
You may as well, yeah.
No, okay, here it is.
But that's right. Mad. Do you want to hear what I've got to offer?
Yes, come on. Give
okay,
it to
what
me.
Have you got?
All right, I've got this.
What's that noise?
A noise of disgust or a noise of like...
No, I like that. No, it's good.
You do?
It.
I didn't have you down for liking this, actually, but this is Arctic Monkeys, old school Arctic Monkeys, Fluorescent Adolescent.
Really good. You used to put it up your cake hole.
Yep.
Really good. Or... Come on.
Wow.
Never let you go.
Tune, isn't it, Kieran? You know
it. Yeah, this is a good tune.
You don't hear it very often.
Oh, no.
But me and you both like football.
But me and you both like Justin Bieber.
Yes, we do.
Listen to him singing it.
Oh, this is hard.
What would you rather have up your pole?
It feels a large group of people are going to get upset whichever way you choose.
Yes,
boyfriend,
definitely.
Boyfriend, I could be your boyfriend, just saying.
It really is.
Well,
yeah,
the Arctic Monkey song, this used to be on my iPod, on my scooter, on the way to school. The micro scooters.
Hey. You can't hear school.
No.
It's definitely still on that. People still go there. Come on then, you're delaying things. Get on with it.
I think I'm going to have to go with Chris and Arctic Monkey.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
What are you doing?
Well done, mate.
Tune.
BBC Radio 1.
You were very, very naughty throughout that, actually, because whilst that was being played on national radio, in the studio here, you just put on your Justin Bieber one.
Mm-hmm.
Disrespecting the banger that I had chosen.
But no one can hear this apart from us.
Yes, but kind of respecting the other player, you just need to bow down. It can't just be your song, whether someone else chooses it or not. Playing it now on national radio.
Sorry. Actually, that is quite bad. Even if I'm listening to it off-air, still quite bad. See, that would make my sheets dirty, wouldn't it?
No, a few people are suggesting if we were to keep a clean sheet here at Radio 1, it would
like
be...
Like a football term, yeah.
Like football terms, so that our boss, a bit like the Leicester City boss, Ranieri, who would reward clean sheets in football with pizza, here it would probably be no swearing from us or the guests.
Lack of brand names.
and no brand names.
Yeah.
If we keep a clean sheet, our boss here has promised to buy us a pizza.
And play all the music. What about guests, though? Like, if we have Hodor in and he swears again.
Then we get no pizza.
Right, that's annoying. Okay, so 1-0 to you on bangers this week. Real shame about Justin Bieber not being chosen over. You used to get it in your nightdress.
I won yesterday, so 2-0 to me on bangers.
Oh, you did as well.
Yeah, unlucky. The Scott
Mills Daily. I won bangers yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, like, because it was an early morning. Don't be trying to think that I didn't notice. Actually, you could have completely got away with that there. You said it was 2-0. It's actually 1-1. Thank you, Sophie, and a couple other people.
Grasses.
At least someone's been keeping track of the score. You've been cooking the books. Keep your fingers out. It's 1-1. Thank you. I won with Kelly Clarkson since you've been gone yesterday. You're telling me that you won. Someone needs to keep a score of this. Can we get that done, please?
Thank you. Why don't you write it in your little notebook that you carry
around? Let me get my cunning plans and good ideas book out and I'll write it in there. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. If you have just put Radio 1 on this afternoon, Greg James is with you at 4. Hiya. Back from Ibiza. That escalated, didn't it? Sure, he'll tell you about that later. 1 minute you're at Newmarket Races, the next minute you're on the White Isle. Oh.
That's so cool.
Radio 1 DJs have a history of doing
that. That's so cool.
Especially at bank holidays, they go a bit insane. That was Ariana Grande and Dangerous Women. If you have just put us on, you missed Joe and Jake today off of UK Eurovision entry for this year, playing Inuit Bingo. Video for that coming later. And Chris won on bangers today, fair and square.
Yeah, man.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Nick.
Hi, Nick. How's it going?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Good. How can I help you?
Basically, I heard a song on the radio not so long ago, and I think it was part of it was sampled in a song, and it was about 3 weeks ago, and I can't get it out of my head, but I can't find it. I've looked everywhere for the song. I've asked so many people. I just can't find the song.
And was it on our show?
I think it was. Well, I only listened to Radio 1 anyway, so it was definitely played on Radio 1, but I can't figure out.
Right, well, that really helps me.
So you're after. So it's got no words on.
It's a dance. Well, it's got a bit of a ringy tune to it, but that's all I can. That's all I know. It's like 5 seconds long, and that's all I can think of. But I've been at parties, and I've been like, "Do you know this song? Is anyone even my mate was moving house a couple of weeks ago, and the removal men were there, and I asked the removal men whether they knew it. I've literally asked everyone.
You're desperate.
I am. It's getting a bit of a nightmare now.
Wow.
That is well annoying. You know when you've got a song in your head?
Yeah.
It just keeps going round.
I get emails a lot from people going, it was a song you played at 3:26 on the 14th of February. I'm like, I don't know. Right, okay.
I actually got up to go to the toilet a couple of nights ago, and I listened to something on the phone, and I literally got a little jingle from it, and then I went back to bed, and I woke up in the morning, I couldn't get it out of my head, and it's been there ever since.
You got a little jingle from it?
Yeah, well, a little bit of a jingle.
What do you mean?
No, I was playing on my phone, and there's a game I play on my phone when it's time to go to the toilet. And nice. There's a little, as you do,
yeah.
And there's a little jingle in the song, and then it just triggered off that, and then I went back to bed. And I was trying to get back to sleep, and that's all I could think about was that song.
Right, so it's affecting your sleep now, this?
It's affected. I mean, I meet people and I'm starting to look a little bit weird when I say, do you know this song? Even people that I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're asking removal men and that.
Well, that's it. I mean, if I thought if anyone's going to know, it's going to be you guys, isn't it?
True that. Well, a quick sidebar. My girlfriend doesn't understand the like I'll be on my phone in the toilet and I'll do that. I'll be generally on BBC Sport
yes
app. She thinks that's disgusting.
Why?
I don't know.
No, it just passes the time.
Come on, everyone's on their phone in the loo.
Yeah,
come on.
That's what I thought. Honestly, she thinks it's really strange of me.
Does she?
Yeah, and she was with a friend. She said this to her friend, and her friend was sort of like, yeah, you're right, it's really disgusting, but I kind of felt that the friend was just agreeing to side
right.
with her.
Yeah.
Because they do that.
Yeah. Yeah, the group together.
Thinking about this, Scott, do you remember yesterday I called you a human Shazam?
Yeah, because I can spot like little hooks and samples and songs and I tend to know what they are. So I might be able to help you here.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but you don't know any of the words, do you?
I don't know. I don't think there is any words.
But you kind of know the tune, don't you?
Countdown. Yeah, I've got like 5 seconds of it, so it's going to be a bit difficult, but...
Okay. Can you sing it to me?
I can do. It goes... And then it just repeats, and then that's all I know.
Oh, no. I genuinely thought we might be able to help with this, but I'm not sure if we can.
Again.
And then that's it.
Do you know what? It's sort of, for a very split second, I recognised it, but yeah. I can't tell you what it is.
I thought it was something called like Countdown or something like that, but every time I search it, it comes up with the final countdown.
Yeah, no, that's not that. Oh, no, you're having a mare, aren't you?
Oh, it's not good.
What do you think it is, Scott?
I'm really struggling here, you know. But it feels like something that I do know.
Yeah.
It's like early 90s, well, mid to late 90s, I would think. Like when Alice DJ and all that were out.
But you heard it on this show, right?
Part of it is sampled in a song, I'm sure it is. And that's where I've heard it.
Right. Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to stress
me
out.
So here's what I think's gone on. I think this might be an older song, but it's
sampled
in a new song. Yeah, as the song.
Yeah, it
right,
is.
Okay.
A bit like what happened yesterday when you said I was Human Shazam, when I correctly identified that the sample in...
It was Beyonce,
one
it?
Of the tracks off Lemonade, is actually a song from 1963 by Andy Williams.
Yes.
I've actually sung, I've used the Shazam app and actually sung that bit of the tune.
It doesn't work, mate. I've tried it so many times.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm hitting a few notes off.
We even did that with pop stars. We got them to sing their songs into the Wazam app and it didn't work. Doesn't work. Even if the actual artist is singing it into there, it doesn't work.
I'm going to have to give this one some thought, Scott. How about you? Do you want to do it one more time?
One more
time. Yeah.
I've got people walking past me, looking at me because I'm wobbling my head as I'm doing it.
Yeah, because it's sending you insane, that's why.
This is too much for you, isn't it? Even as the Human Shazam.
I'm not giving up yet. Mind you, if anyone else can help and does know what that is, because it's now going to do my head in as well, text 81199. Okay, Nick, I'll get back to you with some answers, I hope.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah. So our listeners have been on. I know it's really sending you crazy what this song might be.
Are
you still there? Okay, good.
God, it's proven so difficult, this, just to solve one very minor issue for one person.
I know.
But it does become everyone else's problem.
And now you've got bad phone signal off of the 2000s as well as trying to find a song from that era.
That's it. I'm driving. I'm in between fields at the moment.
This is rubbish.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to have to call you back, okay? I've got a couple of ones it might be.
Okay.
But I don't know, like... Should we run through these now or should we wait? Okay, we'll wait for Nick and we'll speak to him in the next half hour. Because there is a couple of songs here that it could be, I think. And a lot of our listeners think that they've got it. But if we don't find it by the end of the show today, I think it's going to really stress me out and I also won't be able to sleep tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, spoke to a guy called Nick. It's driving him mad that he heard this song on Radio 1 and he does not know what it is. He's been asking absolutely everybody and we're trying to find out for him. He sang it for us earlier. This is what he thinks it goes like. Nick?
Yes.
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 Okay, I've got some things from our listeners of what it might be.
Please tell me you've got it.
Okay. Is it... this?
No.
Not Swedish House Mafia?
No.
Is it... this?
Peace. No.
It sounds the same. The same as you sang it.
We are running out of musical notes.
We are running out of music. Okay, is it this?
Yeah. No.
Not that, no?
No.
Is it this?
No. Well, I like that song. It's a good song.
It's not that?
No.
Right, okay. I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow, I'm afraid. I know it's really driving you mad, but you're going to have another night without much sleep because I've got things to do here, Nick, you know what I mean?
Oh, sorry, guys.
It's okay. We'll continue the search tomorrow, all right?
All right, cheers, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we're just about ready. Okay, here comes the intro. He's the biggest hip-hop DJ in Europe, the best-looking fat guy in the universe. He's 28. His blood type is Nutella. It's Charlie Sloth.
Oh, gosh.
Hello.
Big man thing.
Hello, Famalam.
What's going on, cuts?
You right?
Did you say my blood type was Nutella?
Do you know you actually say that Nutella?
It's Nutella.
It's not, though.
It's nuts.
From the actual manufacturer, it's Nutella. Previous facts there for you on Real or No Real.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we've been doing the breakfast show for the last couple of weeks, so we have completely missed you.
I've missed you guys as well, although I have been listening in the morning.
But you listen, do you?
Yeah.
Do you listen in your revolving bed when you wake up?
Yes, in the kitchen as well when I'm making brekkie. Not already.
Oh, I bet you've got all the gadgets in
all
that kitchen, haven't you?
All the gadgets.
I bet you've got a coffee machine that's connected to your phone.
No. Oh, well, it is connected to my phone. It's connected to an iPad. It's a tap. So I've got a tap that can make 8 different drinks. You just put your cup there, go to the iPad, and it makes you drink.
Name them.
Safe.
Latte, cappuccino.
Yes, I've
mocha.
Seen that.
Yes.
I was in a hotel, I think, in Scandinavia, and you literally press the iPad, and it would 8 different drinks would come out.
8 different drinks. You can have orange juice, water.
It's
incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah. It costs £12,000.
Right.
15 installed.
Anyway.
And then you've got music playing throughout your house. That's what I imagine.
Yes.
So you wake up in the morning, just talk us through it. You go for the iPad, don't you? Because you can control everything with that. And then you must at some point have to walk downstairs.
Yeah.
You've got the music going around the house. You're wearing your robe.
Mm. Yeah.
Nothing but a robe on.
Have a little itch and a scratch.
And then, because do you remember famously Charlie said that when he has a shower, he's got an amazing shower. It's called Jets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he gets off
walking
and
dryer.
He's got a dryer.
Oh, gosh.
Only imagine.
Like a car wash.
Yeah. There's actually a video of that on my Instagram somewhere.
Is it like the car wash when it's on the drying bit? You know, the automatic car washes where it's like, whoa.
It is a bit like that. There's
like
various
G-force.
Settings. There's various settings. And I've got the mirrored dryer.
Oh,
in
lush.
My ensuite. So basically, you get dried from above and below.
Isn't that great?
So you can imagine what the sensation's like when it's blowing up.
Well, I must come round. Okay, Charlie, it's good to see you, and let's play Real or No Real. Are any of these true?
US rapper Macklemore visits the zoo 5 times a week.
Well, I mean...
You would know this, surely.
Yeah, because obviously I'm in the zoo several times a week.
What zoo are we talking about here? Are we talking a real zoo or a Charlie Sloth zoo? Because a Charlie Sloth zoo is not a zoo.
Well, it is a zoo.
You call it a zoo.
No, it's a zoo.
What it's is a sort of three quarters full club.
I don't play in clubs that are three quarters full, fam. Let's get it right. Roblox all the way, please.
It's a zoo.
I told you about the branding thing.
Sorry.
Do you know my pet hate on and any social media is where they say, it's up there with people spelling en route wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is E-N,
E-N
by the way.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
Cheers. Is this a thing at me?
No, this is what I don't like. All roads lead to Charlie Sloth tonight. No, they don't. What do you mean?
No, they do. If I'm playing in a club.
You see it all the time for club nights. All roads lead to Charlie Sloth tonight at Liquid and Envy in Yate.
No, it wasn't Yate.
I rarely believe the phrase guaranteed roadblock.
No,
because
there isn't a roadblock.
No, there is.
There's an actual roadblock.
Yes, many times when I play at clubs, this is not a joke, by the way, the roads get closed off because it's that busy.
They close the roads for
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm being serious. It happens several times. It's happened more than 10 times this year where the roads have been closed because it's that busy.
So there is an actual roadblock.
It's a roadblock, yeah. That is a
See, I worry when they put that on your posters, it's a fattest joke.
Yeah.
And I think that's really rude of them.
It's kind of like saying wide load.
That is rude. Mm. That is so rude.
So where have the roadblocks been? Where are you really popular?
Pretty much everywhere, to be honest. I had one in Wolves.
Or is it, where?
I had one in Wolves not long ago. Wolves. Or Roadblock. Yeah.
Or is it because the roads in Bracknell aren't that big?
I had a roadblock on Sunday, actually, in York.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Don't know. 800 capacity, 1,600 people turned up.
No way.
Wow, yes. That's a roadblock.
Do you ever go to the zoo, Charlie?
I do. Quite regularly.
I've seen those videos on your social, actually, with you. It looks like you're in some kind of safari suit.
The safari tour is back.
Are you in the zoo there?
Guys, you have to come to the safari tour this time. You didn't come last year.
No, I want to.
Yeah. You got to dress up, though.
Got to bring a mask, haven't you?
You got to bring a mask. It's that kind of party, cuz.
Yeah. Macklemore in the zoo. Does he go 5 times a week?
He seems like a very happy guy. I think that's because he goes to the zoo 5 times a week. It's like a pick-me-up.
It's quite centering, isn't it? It's quite relaxing, I think, if you're a busy rap star.
I find it quite disheartening and sad when I go to the zoo.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm like, that poor animal.
And we want them to fly free.
Yeah. That poor lion.
I think this is real.
Charlie?
No real.
Wow.
That one is real.
Wow. Up to 5 times a week, Macklemore does like to go to the zoo, just because it, like, centres him. And next.
Princess Charlotte was given a diamond and ruby encrusted rattle worth £30,000 for her first birthday yesterday.
Whoa, that's the kind of stuff you wear.
Who, me?
Yeah, you'd have a diamond encrusted rattle. Wouldn't you?
£30,000 on a
rattle.
That's
a lot of money, fam.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, but only what you would spend on your jewellery, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I mean, giving a baby £30,000 worth of jewellery, and isn't that dangerous? What if the baby starts munching on it, boom, diamond pops off, baby's pooing out diamonds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Think of that.
Dangerous, fam.
Yeah, what you're saying is, with all these sort of posh stones that would be on there, it could be dangerous, so you wouldn't make that as a rattle for a baby. Yeah. So
that's my logic. Thanks for breaking that down.
I have to agree with that, actually. A diamond encrusted rattle.
And rubies.
No, it's too much. I'm going to say no real on this
one. Yeah, I'm going to have to full a suit and say no real.
That one is real.
Wow! Yeah.
Princess Charlotte was given a number of rattles for her birthday, but the one that tops the list was an 18K white gold rattle encrusted with diamonds and rubies and sapphires and worth 30 grand.
No, it's not worth that.
Sounds dangerous to me.
And finally,
scientists have discovered that eating more than one avocado per day will allow us to potentially read minds.
Break that down. What does that mean?
Don't know. So if you eat more than one a day, I mean, how many do you have per day?
None.
Ever?
I don't think I know I've tried avocado, but I don't think I've eaten any more than the equivalent of one ever.
Yeah, but it's not really your thing, because green and quite healthy.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
No, it's just his diet is terrible right now.
Really?
You and him need to talk, because I reckon you've got similar diets, and I reckon you could both sort it out together.
My diet is actually very healthy, I have, you know.
What are you having today, then?
This morning, I had double sausage, double bacon, double egg, beans, black pudding, chips, hash brown, and 4 slices. Boom. Cup of coffee to wash it down.
Boom.
For lunch, man went for the fillet steak.
In the BBC canteen?
No. The Lomo, it was actually very nice.
The what?
Yeah, it's the cut. It's the way you cut it. Oh, and then I had some potato with that, some mashed potato.
Waffles.
And some spinach.
Okay, so that's the healthy bit right there then at the end.
Yeah.
Chris is all beige right now.
But why would the avocado? Is this a bit like, you know, they say carrots can make you see in the dark? So then you start caning the carrots and it doesn't work.
Yeah, but then if you cane the avocados, you'll be able to read people's minds.
No, I don't think that. There is no way that this can happen.
Also,
because
I am genuinely concerned. Are you eating better than you did at the weekend? Because it was, for you, it was Radio 1's beige weekend.
It was a beige weekend.
Yes. Not any better today, no?
Yeah, a bit better today. Yeah.
What have you had today?
To be honest, nothing exciting. I had a sandwich for lunch.
What sandwich did you have?
That was way better than the weekend. It was ridiculous. But it was bank holiday. Everyone gets involved in bank holidays.
Do avocados allow you to read people's minds? Real or no real?
No real, fam.
It can't do.
Whose phone was that?
It can't do. So no real.
That one is no real.
No, not true, but avocados are poisonous to birds and cows. Don't give them to them. Yeah, they don't like it. Well, it's poisonous. Don't give it to them. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I win. I got 20. Charlie, you got 10.
What's on today on One Extra in a minute?
Fam, today is going to be epic. Guess who I've got on the show today?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm the people's prince, and my show is full of champions.
Greg James on Radio 1.
So from 4 p.m. today, I'm going to be joined by Ranieri and the entire Leicester City squad. They're going to be talking about their recent success on the show and talking about next season's plans.
They're not on your show.
No, they are. They're on
no,
my show.
Because they're in Leicester having a pizza. We just saw it on Twitter.
They're on the coach on by the way down to One Extra to they're talk not, about being champions
Wheel
of the
him
Premier
out.
League. Why are you wheeling me out? I've only just got back in it.
Bye. Ridiculous. Tomorrow on the show, two of the biggest stars in Hollywood as you have never seen them before. Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz sat opposite each other in a dark room throwing some really childish insults to one another. 1:30 tomorrow, don't miss it, you'll be able to watch it as well. Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz Playground Insults is back.